Hi there, I am Daryl Adapo, technical evangelist intern here with Microsoft Nigeria. In continuation of our UWP series, I'll be taking us through the progress bar and the progress ring. So, you can find the link to this video code sample at aka.ms/progress-bar-and-ring. So let's get started.
Okay. So I have the code for the progress bar and ring right here. They're very simple to use. Now, the difference between the progress bar and the progress ring. The progress bar, there are two kinds of it. So I'm just gonna say the difference between the bar and the ring just in a bit. But first I'll set it on my startup project just to show that it looks like before I explain what it does to us. So I'll run these on my local machine. That will just take a couple of seconds. So the progress bar is just like a normal bar, just like a line bar or horizontal rule, something that shows progress in a straight line. Then the ring goes in circles, just like the ring you put on your finger in circles and all that. So you can see we have this basic progress bar, we have this one that's just going like that. So the two different kinds, we have the determinate progress bar. Probably you're loading something that goes in percentages, you're sure of when it will end. So this is set at 25%, so probably something 25% loaded, 50% loaded, 75% loaded, and then 100% loaded. You can use the determinate progress bar like that. So by default it's determinate. Now the second one is indeterminate, and also the progress ring is also indeterminate. Basic scenarios where you use this in cases where you have an asynchronous method, you don't know when it will finish, and you don't want to use that board just looking at a blank screen that's doing nothing. So you can use the progress ring or the indeterminate progress bar. Okay, so it's very simple, just from the name is the control. So we have the progress bar, then the value of the determinate one, I said at 25, the maximum value normally is 100. Let me show us that in property pane. Okay, so the maximum value is 100. I could set it to anything I want, probably 50. Then it shows up, then put it in R for me. Then let me put it back at 100, and then the indeterminate one just goes and series goes on and on and on and on and on. It has no end, so you can use a backend code to stop it. And then I did some time here. Okay, so and we have the progress ring. I just said the isactive rafter through, so you can see when it loads up and the circles. So basically that's how it looks like. I hope you enjoyed this video. Thank you very much.